TheT.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A day after the primaries, where do we stand? Tell you some interesting things happened. And Zogby is taking note of what's happening as far as the Democrats are concerned. The pollster Zogby warns that, man, the beating that most political analysts expect the Democrats to receive in the midterm elections are being proved out by Zogby, too. His firm's recent survey showed Republicans holding a 46 to 38% lead. I'm surprised by that number. When voters are asked which party's candidates they're more likely to support in November, and the crazy thing is this 60% of voters now say the nation is on the wrong track. 60%. Wow. Zogby went even further to say if the election were held today, Republicans could take control of the House now, but he says Republicans still need to close the deal in the months ahead to complete a successful political comeback. And what's significant, it's always about the points. Remember, we know that. We've talked about that before, the margin of error. And for Zogby, 8 points, a GOP lead is, they say, is a congressional generic. But Republicans moving up to 46 is the significant number. So it shows that the Democrats would be in trouble. And what do you attribute it to? And Zogby says it's ROI. If you're in sales, you've heard of that before, return on investment. And it comes back to that same thing, that trillions and trillions and trillions of more is part of the deficit, but we're not seeing anything boomerang back. And when ultimately in 80 days from now you go to the polls, we'll see if that holds up. Because I don't know that as I've said with the polls, that's a big number. And if that number holds up, that is huge. I mean, that is a huge difference. Before it was a little bit closer. You got 50% of independents who classify themselves as moderate. Normally, Obama would do well with that crowd, and he's not the only Democrat that would, but the remaining voters, 3-1, break for conservatives. They don't call themselves Republicans because they didn't like the Bush years and they were alienated by the Republican spending. But they're not going the other way either. So it's interesting stuff as to where it goes. All right, speaking of what happened in the primaries, I mentioned that when we clicked on here. Michael Bennett in Colorado. This was a big win, though, for Obama because he was backing him big time. And this is his first time officially on a ballot because he stepped into the shoes of Ken Salazar. So Michael Bennett wants to hang on, and here's what he says the day after.
We'll have to see. We'll obviously do what's right for the campaign. He's been a huge help, and I appreciate his endorsement. We'll see what happens between now and November. Borrowing the money from the Chinese and forcing our kids to pay for those taxes is not a fiscal policy that the people of Colorado are interested in pursuing.
And that's true. In Colorado, they are furious about that, up in arms. I mean, some who would be in that murky category of moderate would probably fall right into that. And here's Linda McMahon a day after and her point of view talking about spending and jobs.
We'll have to see.
I'm going to continue to talk about the issues. I'm going to continue to talk about what is important to the people of Connecticut, which is jobs, getting people back to work, the economy, because that's what's on their minds. I've said from the beginning that I would spend what it would take for the people of Connecticut to know who I am and what I stand for. It's money I've earned. It's money I'm willing to invest, you know, to be a public servant for the people of Connecticut.
All right, she's a first-timer, too. She's willing to spend up to $50 million. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you, that woman McMahon, if she gets elected, are we going to have wrestling in the White House?
Well, first she's running in Connecticut, but I get your point. It is pretty funny. You think of the money that the McMahons have made in wrestling, but they started on a shoestring budget. She's running on the whole business acumen deal.
Yeah. I think she ought to team up with that sheriff in Arizona, be a third party candidate.
Sheriff Joe, there you go.
Yeah, I think those two would be a good pair.
It'd be an oddball couple, but one that would definitely get headlines, and one that would be of interest to people, I think, because there'd be, you know, it's like Jesse Ventura. How did Jesse Ventura rise through the ranks? And you look at Schwarzenegger, and how did Schwarzenegger rise through the ranks in California? Sure.
Yeah, they're not career politicians or nothing. They're just common folks. I think that's what people looking for, somebody out of the blue come in. Because what's called was wanted, a third-party candidate, Ross Perot. You
know. Yeah, Ross Perot, actually, it's funny, if you go back and you listen to what Ross Perot said, he had the squeaky voice and the ears that people made fun of, but you listen to what he said, and some of what he predicted has actually happened. He was dead on, and a lot of the financial portion of what he talked about as looming over the United States has absolutely happened. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think, they ain't got nothing to lose, so I think why not try it? So.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's that we thirst for something, we're thirsting for something different. And people say, well, Americans always say that. They're never happy. That's not true. I think there have been points where we have been happier. People are scared to death because of what happened in 2008, because they can't pay their mortgages, because we have double-digit unemployment, because you don't know if you're going to lose your job, because it might go overseas. There are a lot of things that are out there that are frightening to families, to not even just single people. It doesn't matter, across the board with taxes and the direction we're headed and the deficit. It's a rough time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people still hurting out there.
Yes,
suffering. I mean,
absolutely.
Some lot magic, a lot of fighting there will be back to where they used to be. So, but no, I just heard she won her nomination thing, and I just wondering if it's gonna have wrestling in the White House.
You always have the clever comeback, Rick. Thanks. You take care.
Yeah, take care. You too.
Let's say she. You heard in the comments there. That about the spending and how she felt about that and the jobs. And McMahon has the advantage in her race. We'll see. She doesn't have the political background, but she has the advantage of the money. And she says it flat out. I earned it. I want to spend it. This is what I want to do. I want to be a public servant. So will this play out in her favor? We've seen it work for other people. We've seen other politicians spend their way into a position, but I think with Blumenthal, she's neck and neck. I mean, she's got a little bit of a hill to climb, and while there is some momentum for her, she would be filling Dodd's seat. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's real tough. Hang with us, much more to come down the pike.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you.
Cool.
LifeWise
Thanks,
Naturals
Donovan.
Introduces HeartWise with Citronol, CoQ10, Hawthorne, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. I know many of you listening make a living in the construction business. We've talked about it. Some of you have your own companies even. Sadly, like some other industries, it's been very, very tough the last couple of years. U.S. construction spending is expected to fall 12% this year, 4% next year. Now, these are according to the IHS Global Insight third quarter construction briefing. That's a mouthful, huh? But one of the bright spots bucking the trend is medical construction. If you think about it, it makes sense. The spending on hospitals and other healthcare buildings is up, up, up. Brian Berry from MedTech Construction is seeing that with his company. Brian, thanks for coming on the show. Is this because of the baby boomer generation getting older? That was my theory when I was thinking about it earlier today.
Well, it's a good theory, Kate. It's one that a lot of people are talking about. You know, there's dentists, according to a lot of experts, that are saying that that are retiring faster than they're getting out of school and starting their own practices. And quite frankly, I believe that that's one of the key reasons. However, it's surprising to me when you drive down the road and you see these offices on nearly every street corner. But business is going good. I think there's a handful of other factors, but I certainly think that's one of them.
Well, of all the things that that you do, is it hospitals or is it specialties or it's a mixture? Vets? It's all over the board, I bet, right?
It is. The primary focus that we have is in the medical field, primarily in the dental field, really. We do a lot of dental offices and all the specialists that go with it. We also do a lot of veterinarian offices, a lot of optical offices, for ophthalmologists and optometrists, and we do a lot of medical work too, just your general family practitioners as well.
How tricky is that? I mean, it's obviously different. Construction is different across the board. Even, you know, this when people want homes and they have custom homes done, person A is different from person B. In fact, and I think you could say that the men and women in marriages are different when you see and they're arguing over what they want in a house. So did you know going into this that this was your niche, you were going to specialize in the kind of office spaces and buildings you're creating?
Yeah, no question. There's absolutely a number of differences that go into these. I tell people all the time, it's an example that I give often, and that is being quoted as saying, hey, we're not known for specializing in building Blockbuster videos and Pizza Huts. We build medical offices. they're different breeds, and there's just a lot more that goes into them underground and specialty, you know, just different types of codes and so forth, building codes that have to be followed, and that's what we specialize in.
Is Brian, is the construction all over the place, or, you know, I know in Denver it's up, and in some other places it's up too, in parts of Florida, shockingly, because I was just there and I thought it seemed to me like I saw a lot of idle construction, but not in the medical field. So I know your company specializes in certain areas, and you, as you mentioned, a lot of dentist's office, but is this across the board pretty much that across the country that it's up, medical construction?
I think that it is. It's funny you talk about Denver. I was at lunch today with a guy that was hitting me up about us opening up a new division in Denver just earlier today. But, you know, we spend the bulk of our focus here in the state of Texas and as well as Oklahoma, and we've recently just opened up a new division that's going to start covering the southeast that's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. I will tell you, talking to a number of lenders and specialists in our industries, that it's soaring. You know, it's going through the roof. I've got a couple of particular lenders that work for the same outfit that work in each of those different areas that I'm talking about, and they're up 15, as much as 20% over last year, which was supposed to be the worst market we've seen since the Great Depression. So it's just it's a different gig than what's going on, in my opinion, in a number of other markets across the country.
Yeah. You've got friends in the construction business, though, that I'm sure that are doing different things, whether it's custom homes or whatever. And I read something earlier in the day where maybe 2012 it'll start to right itself. Do you think that's pretty accurate? And part of that's probably because of the lending.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah, I do. I have a number of friends in the industry and a wide variety of the industries in the construction business. And, you know, my home builder buddies, they're, as you've read and know, it's a tough market right now. And a lot of that is parallel with the folks that are in the larger, development type of construction as well, commercial development. And it's all predicated on the lending. Our industry is different for that reason, in that we've got some specialized lenders that we work with that understand the medical field, understand the dental field, and, you know, quite frankly, people's health and hygiene, so to speak, is not going to change whether we've got a good market or a bad market. If it needs to be tended to, it's got to be tended to. And they understand that, and therefore the funds become more readily available.
Typically, and I guess this depends on the size of the structure you're doing, what are the projects, how long do the projects take? Because I'm curious, you know, in home building, you can get a house put up pretty quick, depending on the square footage, where it is, and all that, all the materials that you need for it. But when you're talking about, as you mentioned, there's some things you have to deal with underground-wise and different kinds of equipment you know is going to be built in there. What's the typical time range for some of the projects?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of different types that we do. And without getting into all the specifics, the generally speaking, you've got your leasehold improvements, what we call tenant finish out, that are primarily in your retail developments or in your professional buildings, et cetera. And going in and doing just an improvement to that facility, either converting it from raw office space and turning it into a medical facility, or if it's an empty shell space, doing the same. Versus, you know, your traditional stick and brick or ground up type of construction. On average, I would say your tenant finish out or your leasehold improvement stuff is going to be in the 2 to 3 month range, three being on the longer end of things, and you know, your ground up work, Mother Nature, you know, all vary in, of course, but it would be somewhere in the 5-6-7 month range.
Oh, there you go. Brian, continued success, and thanks for shedding some light on your particular niche in the construction business and how, as I mentioned, that's pretty much booming across the country. We appreciate the time. The medical industry and the baby boomer theory that I threw out at the top of that, that makes complete sense if you think of hospitals and specialty facilities, even assisted living, those kind of deals are going to really be up because people are going to need new places to stay as they get older and older and older, unless it's that rare bird that stays in their house forever and ever deep into their 90s should they live that long. But you heard him say the dentistry industry is just booming, and it's something that people need, whether it's you neglect your teeth and eventually it's root canal or bust, or you're just talking about somebody keeping up with the hygiene and going for the regular visits. Fascinating, because the rest of the construction industry is so in the tank. Speaking of being in the tank, stocks slid big time on hump day on Wednesday. There, you know, it's always about the news and the negative news. There was a report that showed the U.S. trade gap had really opened up, widened, in other words. And some of the foreign information put a huge shadow of doubt on overseas demand for what we're pushing, American goods, in other words. So the numbers specifically, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 265 points. And that was a big leap for the Dow. So that's down almost 3%. The NASDAQ down 69 points to that end. So that's 3%. The S&P 500, if you're looking at all the indices, fell 32 points. So that's 2.8%. And as I mentioned, the government reported that the trade gap widened in June to almost $50 billion. And that is way more than any of the economists had predicted. It's terrible, awful, awful numbers. So you look at the randomness of things and how you link it all together, and it's that negative news that crashed everything. If you have any thoughts on the show, hit me up, americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Here on ATM with some grim statistics in this week's For Your Health. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say almost 1% of children in the nation have autism. That number might have changed even a little bit as the numbers continue to climb. You have to wonder, what are some of the solutions available for the parents of these wonderful children? Susan Ellis's son, Ryan, is autistic. She found herself in that boat and went beyond being proactive for Ryan. She helped develop a product to help him and other kids. Along with a friend, they came up with the TV teachers as a way to break through the communication struggles. Susan, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Hey, let's talk about it. How tough was it when you first found out about Ryan and the fact that he had autism? Because then I imagine you're scrambling and trying to just wrap yourself in as much information as possible. Was there a lot of information out there at the time?
You know, we found out probably about 6 years ago, and that was before Autism Speaks broke out and Jenny McCarthy and everything, and there really was not that much information available. Luckily, there still was Google, and we researched enough to find that we tried the gluten-free, casein-free diet, which was an immense success for our son. We tried various biomedical intervention and talking about yeast and metals and so forth, and all of that really helped, ABA therapy and so forth. So that was really there, but it took probably 2 years longer to diagnose my son because it really wasn't discussed that much back then, autism, as much as it is today. So I knew something was wrong at an early age with my son, but nobody had the courage enough to say what it was. It took a long time for me to finally get his diagnosis.
So when you were going through this, from what I understand, he was able to, you know, recite the alphabet, and when he was really young, he could spell words and all that sort of stuff. But the problem was, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, he refused to write the alphabet, right? And that's what you started to see, that this was going to be a problem in school.
Oh, absolutely. That was so mind-boggling. As you said, at 20 months, he actually knew the alphabet. And through all the interventions that we had done, by the time he was 4, he had gotten pretty much up to grade level on reading and spelling. So the fact that he couldn't motor plan writing a letter was very frustrating for us because he had everything else figured out. And we had at that time probably been about almost 2 years in therapy, inside and outside the school system, working on that exact skill. Why he couldn't get it, we couldn't figure out. We tried every program out there, everything, and nothing was working.
So you find that the programs aren't working, you're getting frustrated. How did the whole company develop? How did that start? Because he had an interest in TV, right?
Yeah, and most children with autism do. They are very visual, and they really like the TV medium. And I was just watching him one day from my kitchen, and he was imitating this dance. He often imitates what he sees on TV, imitating exactly. And the light bulb just came on, and I said, wait a minute. If he's imitating this, why couldn't he imitate writing? And I immediately called his occupational therapist, and I said, you're going to just think I'm nuts, but I think I finally know how to get through to him. And she agreed to let me do a videotape of her, gave me some time after a session. I videotaped her in my basement, and she started chanting. We decided to work on the letter C. So her chant was, up and around, letter C, up and around, letter C. And I said, this is kind of boring. Let me throw some props in, and let's really jazz it up and have some fun. And she even said to me, Sue, I do these chants all the time in therapy with him. I don't understand why you think this is going to work. And I said, just trust me on this. Really think this visual is what he needs. We created a 3-minute video. I showed it to Ryan. He asked to watch it again, and he was completely glued to this TV. And after we watched it twice, he picked up a pencil with me, and instead of breaking it or throwing it across the room, he was saying that chant, up and around, letter C, up and around, letter C. Mm. And it was just remarkable. I had tears flowing down my face because I just knew in that instant we finally found a breakthrough for this child to just motor plan, to finally get it and want to do it.
And so was that it? Then you decided, okay, I'm going to have to develop more. I'm going to have to talk to more people, and I think we can help other kids. And that was the brainchild, right?
Exactly. I mean, we tried this with children in Marnie's clinic with varying diagnosis, and I even tried this on my friends with typical children, and their immediate improvement in 3 minutes was remarkable. And at that point, we just knew we were onto something incredible, and we went ahead and did a professional DVD. We did uppercase letters. You know, and every letter chapter is about 5 minutes long, and it's a whole lot of fun. And it was just the teachers fell over backwards about it, said you have to do a lowercase, and the kids love it. So we came out with lowercase, and then we came up with a pre-writing. So it's been we're now in our fifth year, but we have a full line now of uppercase, lowercase, stroke shapes and scenes, which is basic drawing and creative thinking, and then we just came out with number beats to teach them how to count and write numbers.
Well, what's been the reaction from other parents who found out about you and started to use the product? I'm curious. What have the people been telling you?
The testimonials have been incredible. They just cannot believe that this has worked. They've had the same situation as I have. They're just frustrated. They didn't know they didn't think about anything like this. They might have heard about it from their occupational therapist or seen it on TV, and they've tried it, and it has just been that breakthrough. It's like, oh my God, we've been struggling for this for months or for years, and this has worked, and he's happy, and he wants to do it, or she really wants to right now. It's just, it's been magical.
And are therapists saying the same thing, I can imagine?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, like I said, the testimonials we get even from them and the teachers have just been incredible. We get testimonials from regular kindergarten teachers with typical children, what amazing success it is, to the special ed teachers with moderate children with autism or Down syndrome, that they would not even come to a table and want to even learn anything. And this little 5 minutes, this Marnie, is their motivation to come and learn something, and they're learning letters and everything else in the process.
Susan, we talked about this at the top. It has to be kind of rewarding, certainly rewarding, in how you've seen your product, the TV teacher, get all this buzz and help people, and more people every day are becoming aware of it. But at the same time, also, we see that autism now, people are aware of it. There's lots of discussion about it. You can pick up a paper or flip around the tube or hear on the radio like I'm doing, and you'll hear new information, more information. That has to be encouraging.
Oh, thankfully. Thankfully that the media has really helped out that information. And it's a strong bond between the parents when you're dealt with such a diagnosis like this. And you can talk so much within a group, but to have the media out there that can help and share this information across countries and across states and cities has really helped what we can do to help our children. And it's really come a long way in the last several years.
Yeah. What about Ryan? What about Ryan's progress?
Thankfully, through this and through, you know, understanding ABA, we did applied behavior analysis with him early on, which kind of helped me develop TV Teacher. I understand how he thinks and what he needs. And he is now in the fourth grade now. He's 10 years old. And, of course, he still has autism. That's not going away. But I'm able to supplement a lot of what he does in class, let's say for social studies and so forth, and find videos or do different pictures to help him learn in the way that he needs to learn and to keep him at successful at his grade level. So it's challenging for me constantly to keep up the learning style, but it's been incredible for him, and he's doing really well.
I said this number at the top of our conversation, that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are saying almost 1%, but I ran into a woman, ironically, earlier in the day who had twins that both had autism, and she told me that for twins the numbers can be pretty high, and she thought the 1% was even now even higher because she sees it among so many of her friends and so many of the schools that she's talked to are saying the same thing. And as we look to medicine, what do you see as other things people could do as far as using the medical side of it to help the kids? What would you advise them? In other words, you talked about the food in the beginning. Would you tell parents to find out as much as possible about the nutritional needs of the kids?
Thankfully, a lot is coming out. I think as a people are becoming more aware that there are pesticides out there and the vaccines, and just the food quality is not what it should. People are going to be more organic now, and there's more information about the gluten-free, casein-free diet. So I think I really encourage your listeners to definitely look into that. I think that definitely plays a role. We try and buy organic whenever we can. We are the gluten-free, and let me explain this to you since it's the health beat there. Gluten, if you don't know, the protein is called glutamorphine. Dairy, the protein is called casein morphine. And if you can't break down the proteins, it turns into morphine in your body, which is what happens a lot of times with these children with autism, and why you get so many of these autistic, quote, type behaviors is it seems like they're drugged up because they can't handle the food that's being put into their body. And we had that situation with Ryan, and in 2 weeks of eliminating that, he became a completely different child. And he became aware. He began talking finally. I mean, it was a remarkable change, and I'm a big believer in the fact that a lot, not everything, but a lot, it's a big part of the puzzle, they can get better through diet and biomedical intervention. So please look it up, Google it, research it as best you can.
Yeah, we have like a minute left, but where do you see the TV Teacher going? Because it just seems like you're gangbusters. You become an entrepreneur, an accidental entrepreneur.
You know what? Well said. It kind of really was an accident, but I'm so glad to be here because I feel like we're definitely playing a part in so many children's lives, not only special needs, but again, in regular ed, and I think the TV Teacher will start to spread as word spreads around the country and beyond, actually. We're even in Canada, Kuwait, and other places, into regular ed, kindergarten, teaching them writing, making it fun. It's becoming a lost art. And I think that we're going to start to make, after we tackle that, we're probably going to get into more video modeling, social stories, and helping more of the special needs area, helping them whenever we can.
Good for you. Well, thank you, Susan, so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pleasure to be joined by this man, Harry Brinker. I affectionately call him the guru of all things collectible, and it's so fun to play on the same team as he is part of GCN, and you can catch his show on Sundays. We'll get to that in a minute. But more importantly, run to your drawers, I mean the kind that you opened, and see if you can find your stuff, because he's the guy to ask about whatever it is that you consider valuable, or you're just curious about stuff you collect. Here's the number. We're going to say it a couple of times. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Harry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I think one more report of a comic book that sold for big money is going to drive me over the wall, though.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I mean, they had a Heritage, which is down in Dallas, Texas, you know, old home ground for what you got as well as you for a while, that neck of the woods, sold yet another DC, in this case DC 27, The Origins of Batman, for $657,250. Not bad considering the guy paid $1,200 for it in '74. Oh. Now, even if he put his money in the bank, he wouldn't be there.
No kidding.
But it's just amazing, really.
No kidding.
What this stuff. Now, the interesting thing was that, you know, this comic books today are graded like coins. And this was graded at 7.5 out of 10, right?
Right.
And encapsulated. It brought $657,250. One graded at 8.0. you know, what, which is essentially a half a grade above this, sold for $1,075,000 in February. What a difference a half a grade makes in the comic books. This is what a lot of people don't realize, that, you know, all these astronomical sums are for these higher grade comic books. You get one that's not graded anywhere near that high, and the value just drops off astronomically. Now, not that astronomically if you have those early ones, because they sold a, let's see, what is it, Marvel number one, graded at 5.5. That's the origin of, copy of Batman number one. Yeah, Batman number one from 1940. That's an even different one. But that was graded at 5.5, and that brought 55,000. So you know what? It isn't, some parts of this market are not for people with small incomes anymore. And the thing is, these things aren't even being bought by collectors. They're bought by investors. They're like the Honus Wagner baseball card.
Yeah, that, oh boy,
you,
that really,
you know, you put the
up.
Stuff in the bank, you encapsulate it, you never touch it, you never read it. And this one was bought by someone from out of the country. You know, they never tell you who they are, but the point of the matter is that these people are buying them as investments. It never occurs to them that someday this market's going to collapse. But on the other hand, it's hard to argue with the success of it recently. It's gone nuts. But someday somebody's going to look in the mirror and say, what have I done?
No kidding. I mean, it's great to be on the other end where you're the guy who's had it since the 70s, and then you sell it. Like you said, you couldn't have made that money in the bank.
Makes you wonder what's left for $5.
Yeah.
I mean, for $266,000, you could have gotten stuff Trigger, for cripe sakes. You could have got three stuff. You could have got Trigger stuff, Trigger Junior stuff, Bullet stuff. Probably Dale Evans stuff for less than that.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, speaking of that, I read somewhere, I think I was on a plane recently and I read this, I was dying to ask you this question, and there was a little article about things to collect, and they were saying that stuff from the West was very hot. So is that true? Things
oh,
from
yes.
the West.
Yeah, well, you have to be careful how you define the West. I mean, the West falls into many different categories. One, the movie West stuff is not doing that well. The old TV westerns, Hoppy Gene, Roy, The Lone Ranger, that era, that stuff is really hurting, largely because the generation who grew up with it has passed away. On the other hand, stuff associated with the West, Roy Rogers' saddle, when they sold it, went through the roof. Old saddles, old spurs, memorabilia associated with the actual West, the actual cowboy and so forth, is doing very, very, very well. It runs in cycles, hot and cold. Part of the reason for this is very interesting. A lot of the high end of that market used to be sold in New York City. But as it turns out, the auction houses in New York City now need huge sums of money. They have to see 6,000 or more in an object before they'll go to sell it. And they were running Western memorabilia auctions that were doing 1.3 million and stuff, but they weren't getting the big ticket prices for a lot of stuff. And so they closed those divisions. They closed their collectible divisions, they closed their Western divisions, they put them in the hands of specialized houses. Same was true for their baseball memorabilia. The Sotheby's Christie's doesn't sell that stuff anymore. And what happened is these specialized houses, took on these niche markets, particularly Cowan in Western memorabilia, Cowan Auction Company, and they have really created a following, promoted the material, and are, okay, you know, the Heritage comic book sale brings $4.33 million. It's a shame Sotheby's gave it up, but they didn't have the people to promote it, and Heritage did. And the same has happened with Cowan and Western material and other Western auctions. They've just done very well, and also Western paintings have done very well. Now, you have to be real careful. There's kind of a break point, 1960, it sounds recent, but until you do the math and realize it was 50 years ago. All the modern Western stuff, you know, a lot of the limited edition print stuff and whatever isn't doing that well. A lot of the so-called Colt commemorative guns aren't doing that well. Some of them are doing okay. I looked at a Nevada set the other day that cost $360 new. That's selling for the second version with the double cylinders is selling for like $2,500. I mean, that's not a huge gap at $2,500 compared to some of the top end prices in the market these days. But Western firearms are are through the roof. So is Civil War stuff, but a lot of the firearms used in the West are doing very well. So Western stuff is hot. I really think it is, and I'm not sure why. Right now, all of us are just waiting for the big Civil War auctions that are going to start happening next year. You know, next year we start with the 250th anniversary of the Civil War, and then for the next 5 years, it's just, or 4 years anyway, it's going to go nuts.
All right. Well, so I made a mental note of that. I did get a note from Jake in Austin, and this kind of goes along with the same theme. It's interesting. And he's talking about belt buckles. I guess, you know, those big rodeo belt buckles, and some of them have a lot of diamonds.
Now, I want you to do me a favor, Kate. Close your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say the following words to you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Belt buckle. And I'm going to tell you who you're going to see here. You're not talking about some handsome dude on a horse here. Are you, Kate?
No.
No, you're talking about some guy with a beer gut, right?
Right.
Overweight. I don't mean to cast aspersions. There were a lot of people, truckers especially, that invested in those belt buckles in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. The secondary market for those has collapsed. Not collapsed, it just doesn't exist. There are some people that trade them and spend some decent money on them, but for everyone that does well, there's 100 or 200 or 300 that don't. So, I mean, you want to buy them and wear them. The same way where there was a lot of speculation for a while on bolo ties, you know, the
sure
that type of thing. This is what I'm talking about. You have to be real careful with this contemporary stuff. Most people say, well, contemporary 1988 to the present, and that's probably right, but the stuff from the 60s and 70s and 80s hasn't really established enough of a valid secondary market that we can say that there's at least some price increase over cost. Now, are there belt buckles that will sell for good money? Yep. But most of the belt buckles these guys buy are mass-produced. Now, they don't think so. Oh, limited edition of 100. Trust me, 100 is mass-produced.
Yeah, that's mass-produced, definitely. Harry,
well, it is mass-produced. I just wrote an article for my column, Rinker and Collectibles, about going to craft shows. And, you know, one of the big things about arts and craft shows, one of a kind. Yeah, but they create templates, and they create 50 of a kind. And, yes, each one is handmade and all the rest of this, and so there's slight variations. What a crock. You know, one of a kind means there's not another one. Two of a kind means there's more than one. It's as simple as that, actually.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe it. We're out of time. We want to tell everyone Harry's going to be back in 2 weeks.
Dig out that stuff and give us a call. I love talking about antiques and collectibles, and we'd love to talk about yours.
Absolutely. Harry, thanks a lot.
Take care,
Appreciate
Kate.
It. All right, and to find out more about Harry Rinker, go to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, and you'll see a show, What You Got. It's really good stuff, I'm telling you. On the flip side, what's making news across the country? It's shaking and baking. Hang with us.